Yeah, you. Get up. What are you, retarded? Get off the fucking car.
Hey, Douglas, get off the fucking car. Hey, fucksuck, get your slippery fucking ass off the car. Listen to me. Get off the fucking car with your fucking ass.
Shut that cunt's mouth or I'll come over there and fuck start her head.
You're gonna wish you never fucking got up this morning, asshole, because my boyfriend's gonna fuck you up. And then after that, while he's fucking up your fucking gay uncle over there, I'm gonna fucking cut off your cock and mail it to your mother, you fucking faggot bitch. Gaylord fucking bitch. How do you like that? You like that a lot? You fucking faggot? You like to ass fuck? Fontanella fucking baby head fuck? You like to fuck baby heads? You like to fuck boys? He's gonna fuck you in the ass. How do you like that? He's not even gay, but he'll do it just
honey,
to fuck you.
Honey, she's got a big mouth, but she's not kidding. I'm gonna whip you silly, and I'm gonna fuck you stupid. You wanna do the man dance? First dance is yours.
For the record, I'll call myself Mr. Parker. My associate will be Mr. Longbow. Natural order, the way things are meant to be. An order that says that the good guys always win, that you die when it's your time or you have it coming, that the ending is always happy, if only for someone else. Now, at some point, it became clear to us that our path had been chosen and we had nothing to offer the world. Our options narrowing down to petty crime or minimum wage. So, we stepped off the path. And went looking for the fortune that we knew was looking for us. Once off the path, you do what you can to eat, to keep moving. You don't blow your ghost of a chance with nickel and dime. No possessions, no comforts. Need is the ultimate monkey. A pint of your blood can fetch you $50. A shot of cum, $3,000. You keep your life simple, and you can literally self-sustain.
What would you say qualifies you as a donor?
I would say I am a fairly intelligent, good-looking man. Physically fit, stable.
Thank you, Mr. Herbert. Heterosexual?
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Are you a faggot? See, you asked me if I was heterosexual. I asked you the same question, only I was clear about the answer I was looking for.
I just asked if you were heterosexual. I've never killed a man. I beg your pardon? I said I've never killed a man. I didn't ask if you had. You asked why I thought I was qualified. I think of that as qualification. And I'm just wondering why that in particular strikes you as an important qualification for semen donation.
I would say that's a big fucking qualification. Excuse me, a very important qualification.
No one's ever said that before.
You ever asked?
No.
You should.
You
take Los Angeles, okay? If I say that Los Angeles has become, over the years, a mecca for homosexual migration, I am in the right. But look at what I am saying. I am making it sound like faggots are nomadic, if not predatory, miscreants who have some implied need to move around. I am also likening them to Muslims, or Muslims to them. Whereas saying LA is filled with faggots is just being honest.
Why is that a big deal?
Because nobody brings up sex with dead people.
Of course I don't. It's sick.
You brought it up.
To say I never did it.
I didn't ask that.
You should.
Faggot. Just say it.
No.
Say it.
No, I'm not going to say that.
Don't you think it's funny that if I grab a woman's ass and she punches me, she's fighting for her rights. But if a faggot grabs my ass and I punch his lights out, I'm a homophobe.
Let's just move on.
Are you a faggot?
Any trace of mental illness in the family?
It's not what you say anymore, is it? It's all in how you say it.
Yeah, can you hold on just a sec? All right, where were we? Okay, well, listen. Let's just pretend you don't smoke 2 packs a day. Let's overlook the Jack and Coke breakfasts. Let's imagine you get your life together, get up before noon, and somehow land the gig. Steph, please. You're still not cut out to be a surrogate mother. Look, there's this one girl comes in here. Do any day. Getting paid $1 million in cash. Sounds like a lot, right? Wrong. She comes in for treatments like 3 times before the damn embryo takes. Turns out the couple is perfectly healthy. I guess the wife just couldn't be bothered to carry her own child. They tell the girl what to eat, when to go out. Bodyguard's watching her every minute she's out of the house. Of course it sounds fishy. That's what I'm saying. She's gotta live with these people for the better part of a year. Poor girl's like a prisoner. It's just not worth it. All right, well, look. If that's how you feel, then go with God. I don't know. Why do you call and ask if you're not going to listen? Just call the doctor. Maybe he can help you. No, he's in the book. His name's Painter. Alan Painter. Yeah.
And here was the thing. Some deep pockets, a pregnant woman, some bodyguards, and a doctor's name. Now, the longest distance between 2 points is a kidnapper and his money. But we were through jerking off.
Feel that, hon? It's fantastic.
Yes. It's fabulous, Hale.
She doesn't hate you, Robin.
She most certainly does, Mr. Chick.
You're worried about the baby.
No.
Well, come on. A woman needs security like a man needs approval. She wants her past, present, and future to all be secure right now. And in a few days, this baby will be a part of your past. And for you to leave and not know it's secure, I would never ask you to trust me. It's the cry of a guilty soul. But trust life. Always trust life. If you're careful enough to listen, life does take care.
You're going to be a good father, Mr. Chittick. She's going to be a good mother, you'll see. As soon as she lays eyes on him, nature will take over. I know it will.
I hope to God you're right, Robin. Because if this baby doesn't change,
you didn't want to know. I'm sorry. I...
You did say him.
Him. I have to go to the appointment now with Dr. Painter.
I'm going to have a son. I'm going to have a son.
So I didn't spoil it then.
No, you didn't spoil it.
Yeah. I'm sure it's nothing, but could you just drive by the front of the building?
How's your back feeling?
It's better.
Yeah?
Yes, it's better.
Down here? I bet you can't wait for this little guy to get out.
Actually, I don't mind if it stays in there forever.
So unless there are any complications, I shouldn't be seeing you until the 15th. And here's that video I was telling you about. Some things you should know about your delivery.
Thanks.
To go down nice and quiet. Just put the guns down. Come on, guys. We got you dead to it. It's over.
Hey.
What?
The people, man. The people.
Can't you people see there are guns here? Get the fuck out! Get out! All right, guys. Come on. This is no good. You put the guns down. I'm gonna count to three, and then I'm gonna...
Oh, fuck.
What the fuck are you doing? You're supposed to be protecting her.
Oh, fuck. What'd I tell you?
Walk away. Just walk away. They don't care about dying, just losing. You're not gonna make it out of here alive. You know, somebody could call the cops by now. You know they're gonna come. Just walk away.
Move.
You sure?
Move! Yes!
Relax. Right on, relax. Moving! Better.
Okay.
Oh!
Moving.
Move. Moving.
No.
Moving.
Move.
Get her.
Move.
It's okay.
When they made a pass. They're coming out to you. Do not. I repeat.
Take the girl.
Do not go to the doctor's office. You go upstairs to the top floor and wait for me for as long as it takes. Do you understand me? Do you understand me?
Yes.
Go. Wait for me.
Thank you.
Are you okay? Miss?
The baby's kicking. A gun's in noise. The baby's kicking like crazy. Please!
Now.
I don't want to look at your faces.
It doesn't matter.
Follow me, Tonto.
What's your name?
Robin.
And the father?
You guys had it all figured out, huh?
Hey, listen, the sooner you tell us who the money is, the sooner we...
And the sooner I end up dead. I know that as long as I'm carrying this baby, and you two don't have the money, I'm alive.
We're not talking about how long you're gonna live, hon. We're talking about how slow you're gonna die.
What do you call your baby?
mine.
Like that matters. That's what I mean.
What do you think? When you think about deaf people, people who are born deaf, who've never heard a spoken word, what do you think they call the sun or their mother or their own reflection in the mirror? That's what I call it. There's no name. I'm not going to name it. For what?
He's a doctor, man, and do what you say.
I need help.
You have too much faith in people.
How can you kidnap somebody without it?
Mr. Chittick.
Hi, Robin. Talk to me. How do you feel?
I'm dizzy. I'm not gonna make it. Am I gonna have it?
How long has it been since you had a drink of water, Robin?
I don't know. No.
You'll do what I say. Do you understand me? You do what I say. If anything happens to me, if this all goes terribly wrong...
It already has gone terribly wrong.
I'm sorry.
Just give me a fucking figure. You know, I mean, what kind of a kidnapping is this? I mean, aren't we in the demands phase at this point?
You can't pay, Hal.
Certainly I can.
It's not about the money you're losing. The life of the girl, even the child. Listen, they get caught crossing the border, caught, the kidnapping, running a fucking red light. That money is coming right back to you. That is money you're going to have to account for. Explain. Understand what I'm saying here, Hill. Cannot pay.
Joe, can't you just go over and whatever, rub them out?
No. If we call the police, surround them, sweat them out, the only thing they have to hang on to is their lives. We know all they have to negotiate. They do. Robin is the only bargaining chip. They have to give her up to live. It's that simple. You keep your money, you get the girl, and nobody's looking at you loose. Not just me.
I can't. No. No police. Just, Hill, figure it out.
She's dehydrated. In her condition, her pain can feel very much like labor.
Well, she won't lose the baby.
No. But she should have it no later than 6 days.
Don't lie to me, Doc.
Look, man, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm concerned for the health of my patient. The baby is over 8 pounds and should come out by the 15th.
Brush this, man.
Can she have it sooner? You mean induce? Here? Absolutely not.
Don't hear me, Dad, Doc. First baby was born in a cave.
Because it had to be.
But if you had to?
Yeah. Now, as for the chances of the baby and the mother surviving?
All right, forget that. Who are the parents?
You guys don't...
Who are the parents?
It's Francesca and Hale Chittick. Oil and Steel Chittick's. Vegas Union Buster Chittick's. You guys are never,
Not our crowd.
He's a front man for clean developers they don't want to get shot at for cutting in on rough territory. Sometimes for not-so-clean developers laundering money out of Mexico. He's fucking crazy. He makes his living collecting other people's enemies. Shoot you kind of enemies. It's just their worst fucking nightmare, and you guys didn't even know who you're grabbing?
How much money does this guy have?
I have no idea.
Willing deal.
Anything to keep it quiet.
Coming on through. Step aside. Coming on over. My just kill myself instead. Coming up through moving on over. That guy can slip my way 300 pounds.
Hello?
Anna.
Joe.
Yeah, busy?
No, not at all.
You drunk?
A little. What can I do for you?
There's somebody I need you to stay with.
Listen, man, she needs medical supervision. She's not well. Let me stay with her.
Don't get smart with me, Doc. Superman never gets the girl.
What's this?
It's the ransom note. Just sit tight with this Chittick guy and we'll be in touch. You're gonna be the bagman.
What?
You're gonna meet me in Mexico with the money. She'll be with my partner and even I won't know where until he calls. You'll come alone, you'll come equipped to induce labor. Not she dies. You'll follow, she dies. If I don't answer the phone when my partner calls, she dies. It's on your head now, Doc. The more careful you are with her life, the less I have to worry. Got me? That baby's coming out, understand?
I understand.
All right. You got a number for this thing? Don't say who, me, he, she. You got a number?
Are you hungry?
Yes, I'm pregnant. I like bacon.
It's from a gas station.
Still good.
Sano, Mr. Chittick's son.
When can we,
I'm working on your release right now. Police are not ready to charge you, but
They are a bit upset that no one will tell them what's going on.
You a lawyer?
I look like a fucking lawyer. I handle Mr. Chittick's laundry. Things like you. I make unpleasant decisions for him, of which he can and never will know. And he sleeps very well.
You're a bag man.
Let's just say I deal in the fine art of adjudication. Now, Obex is it? What did you tell the cops?
Cop wanted to know why there was two dead bodyguards and no body to guard. I told him we took the client out and who the client was confidential. Then he asked who took the client out. I told him that was confidential. He said the client was a witness. I said no. The client was removed from the scene before the shooting. He said I had all the answers, and I said yes, because it's the truth.
Was there ever a time when one of the deceased could have been in touch?
Wait. You don't think?
No, I don't think. Nor do I assume, speculate, or hypothesize. I merely observe. And what I observe is one frantic fuck-up on what should have been a routine exec protect. The way I hear it, two fucking yahoos, wipe out half your staff coming out the front of a fucking building in broad daylight, empty-handed. Empty-handed. How can this happen? I asked myself.
She was running.
Unlikely.
Taking that kid and making a play for herself.
I had the girl in the box headed back upstairs. You think a woman with a baby in her belly is going to walk into a hail of pistol fire for some fresh air?
For weeks she's been acting hinky.
The first time she's out of our sight. For a minute and 9 months since she goes for the door. She was... You picked her to be the host, didn't you?
Oh, so naturally this has to be our fault, right?
Fuck me. Well, I am, to say the least, perplexed, as well as frustrated. It is Mr. Chittick's wish that you two idiots remain in his employ. He speaks very highly of you. He feels you will be extremely motivated in resolving this matter, despite my urging him to fire your fucking ass and have you fed to the fish. Beyond this, the matter's been left at my discretion.
The aforementioned art of adjudication.
Precisely, Mr. Jeffers. To wit, should another macabre spectacle like the one that presented itself this afternoon take place, you will be cut loose. And then, Mr. Jeffers, I will have my druthers. And I can promise you a day of reckoning that you will not live long enough to never forget. You know, there's something you need to learn about this business, little fella.
Yeah, what's that?
The only thing you can assume about a broken-down old man is that he's a survivor. Jack.
She was running.
It doesn't matter. The way I see it, she crossed over when she got off the elevator. Now, if Mr. Chittick wants us to resolve this, we will. But from here on out, our only concern is with the child. We have to consider the girl to be as much of a threat as the two men.
The subscriber you have called is unavailable or has traveled outside the coverage area.
Shouldn't you be out there with him or something?
He's fine.
What if something happens? Aren't you guys a team?
He'll be fine.
Yeah, what if he doesn't come back at all?
He always comes back.
The subscriber you have called is unavailable. Or has
fuck me.
Are you sure she's all right?
I think so.
And the baby?
As far as I can tell, it's fine.
And they had no idea?
None. Not until I told them.
And I'm sure you didn't mention your relationship.
Hey, fuck you, Francesca. What was I supposed
to... Easy. Easy. What good would that have done?
You did the right thing.
God knows he wouldn't want to lose his place at the table.
Francesca. Alan.
Alan. I didn't ask to come back here. You asked me. I will not have her, of all people, telling me what God is
sake.
And what isn't.
For God's sake.
She's not herself. More today than Mom's gonna say. If Mom could see that cunt. Are you gonna pay? I'm going to the police.
You're here out of a basic need. You needed money from me. I needed discretion from you. Loyalty. Obedience. You are here, quite frankly, because after what happened in Baltimore, you were for sale. And you will do as you are told. What about Robin?
What about her? The girl needs to be reassessed.
What does that mean?
She ran, Doc.
She panicked.
What happened to your eye?
Where's Sarno?
Sarno came and went. We thought he'd be with you.
Sit down.
Move your fucking hand. Hello.
Are you the client?
I am the client.
You're going to tell the doctor to get on Highway 19 South.
Across the border, he'll come to a town named South Cipuetes. There, he'll find the Nacio Madre Motel. Across from it, there is a payphone where he'll wait. He comes ready to induce labor and he'll leave with the baby.
We let the girl go when we feel safe.
He comes alone. He brings $15 million.
$15 million. We're gonna need some time to get that. Give me 24 hours.
You got 12.
God damn it! 12 fucking hours! Jesus Christ, how do you expect me to... Okay. All right, fine. 12 hours, Jesus. Is that it?
Yeah, small. Unmarked bills.
You know how much that weighs? Yeah, try a couple of thousand pounds. All right, fine, hundreds.
That it?
What do you think? It has holes.
Well, we're new at this.
You're not gonna make it, kid. One's backfire. Three is gunplay.
Step out.
Put it down. Cop will come by and blow your head off.
Yeah, I see your chest.
Who are you? Well, son, right now I'm the button man. I'm the guy you wake up to one night. Maybe a year from now. Maybe two. And all you'll see is a pillow over your face and you'll hear a pop. Tell you more where I came from. Yeah, I used to be one.
What's happening?
Looks like a bag man. He'll make an offer. Something small.
You should take it, maybe.
No, you can't trust a bag man. He'll always double-cross you.
I'll tell you what I'm willing to do, kid. I'll take you to the man right now. He'll hand you $1 million in cash. You wait while your partner sends the girl. When she gets there, we let you go.
Sounds shaky.
Yeah. It's better than the alternative, I can promise you that. You want to wait here for 12 hours? And look what happened when you just stopped for some gas. We just want to do this clean and quiet. Get the girl, the baby back safe. Buy you a cup of coffee.
I don't think this is a brains kind of operation.
You think I agreed to help you because of Baltimore?
I know that before Baltimore you hadn't. I honestly hope that if you eased back into delivering, just...
Don't be an idiot. No one incident makes anyone what they are. Baltimore simply taught me who I am. As for what I am... I learned all about the value of human life from you. That certainty is more important than morality.
So abortion is more certain than...
Exactly. I don't make mistakes anymore. I correct them. So I empathize with you, Dad. I really do.
Hey. Fascinating, isn't it? I had no idea. It's really gotten me excited.
Excited, huh?
I missed you.
They'll kill us. People I'm in business with. The money I have leads back to them. We pay, they kill us. Any police, they kill us.
That's your bed to lie in, not mine.
You're my son. I love you. And it's your bed, too. That's the sort of people they are. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I've gotten you involved in this part of my life. I know it isn't your way of thinking, and I'm grateful for that. I never wanted you to be that way. But don't be naive. She understood who she was dealing with. She understood the situation. It's a simple fact of life that anyone who would do business with a man like me can't be trusted.
I'm a mother. As we speak, my child is waiting to come into this world. And suddenly, for the first time, I feel like I... Well, that he deserves me.
Francesco.
I don't mean that I've earned him in the same way that a mother who's carried a child has, but I feel that I've worked hard to become the kind of woman who could have one. Naturally. With you.
You know who the baby is, don't you?
Of course I do.
You know we have to go get him.
I understand.
If the girl should die, I mean, God forbid that anything should happen, but if there's any complications, we'll take care of it. You understand? You just bring me back my baby.
I've been watching them pile up. Nightstick and flashlight with a bulletproof vest.
Fucking utility belts, right?
Fucking sign on his head reading, why bother?
And they love to see shit like ascertain.
Surveillance.
Affirmative.
I need backup.
Adjudicate.
Adjudicate.
Yeah.
Ah, but, you know. And you got the other side. You got these trigger-happy cocksuckers all about the shooting and the posturing. You don't know who I am kind of thing. I've been to prison.
Because you got caught, you dumb fuck.
Like these days, they want to be criminals more than they want to commit crime.
That's not just crime, that's the way of the world.
What?
Well, I'm just talking here. But by their design, all we really need to come back with is the baby. Think about it. No money, no perps, no nothing. We could kill these two fucks, keep the money, bring Chittick his baby, and say it all went well.
Well, mostly well.
But the girl?
Yeah.
I see, when she doesn't show up in a couple of months, it'll be assumed that she ate a bullet and they made off to fucking Bolivia. Damn it. It doesn't work. A doc.
A doctor gets shot in the fray.
Right.
We tried to help him, but it was either him or the baby. He was alive when we took off. He must have died crawling for help in the desert.
Creative articulation, my good man.
Just talking, of course.
Sure. So all we need is a nice, quiet place to have a baby.
Mm-hmm. As I said before, my only concern is for the child.
Hola, Vivian. This is Jeffers. I need to speak to Question Mark. We might be needing a room later on tonight.
You know, you seem like a good guy. You ought to get out of this fucking business.
What would I do then?
And, you know, you get to be my age, you start feeling a little different. You realize one day you're going to zig. All that time you're thinking you're going to put something away tomorrow. And one day you're fresh out of lives.
You got some money put away?
I got a daughter. She's putting something together. Says she'll take care of me.
No, working out.
Something like that. Something like that. Yeah. You sure you don't want to take a ride with me? Bring it in cash?
But
yeah,
I'm a bad man.
You are a bad man.
until that day, then. What do you think?
Well, we can get her out of there right now. Just two, right?
Please. Look, I have to take a ride back. Don't do a thing without me. No matter what.
Jesus Christ, sure, she's right.
I'm counting on you to remain pitiless here. Help me out. Just stay with her. And let it play out. I'll be back.
What? Wait a minute, what's so funny? Pull that card so I can whoop your ass.
You're cheating.
No, I'm not cheating, hon. I'm winning, all right?
What are we playing?
Hearts.
How do you play?
Well, the object of hearts is to play the safest game possible and finish with the least amount of points. A heart is the only thing of value. If you have one, get rid of it. Start with two clubs. You'll need to throw down a club. If I don't have one, then you can throw a heart. But you can't lead with a heart unless you have nothing else to throw.
Or someone breaks a suit. You follow?
Couple of rounds and she'll get it. See, now you had the high card, so you take the trick. How you lead? First trick always takes the odd card.
Shit. You got the bitch. She's 13 points.
Fuck the bitch. Just get rid of your hearts.
We'll shoot the moon. That's when you finish with everything. You get all the hearts and the queen of spades. Everyone else loses.
That's too impossible.
But if somebody figures out what you're up to, they can sacrifice and hold on to a heart.
And then you lose.
Is that so? I needed the money. It's $1 million cash, and I needed it for... That's what it was about. And I told myself that the chicks, they'd be good, you know, and that the baby would have a good life. I had thought it through 1,000 times. I thought I could do it. I was certain, and it was what was best for everyone involved. For the baby, for the Chittucks, for myself. The baby. Then I felt it move. I saw his little hands.
mine.
Okay, I'm sorry, but by yours, do you mean that...
I mean that the Chinook's embryo didn't take, and this is my son that I'm carrying.
So that means that you are Mr. Chinook?
No. Dr. Painter.
That sneaky little quack.
But it wasn't his idea, it was mine. I made it happen because I needed the money. I made it happen.
Adjudication. You do your job, Mr. Bulletcatcher, and I'll do mine.
I'm curious as to why they didn't kill you.
Maybe I didn't present a real threat. Not like you fuckheads shooting at guys who agreed not to commit a crime.
All right, come on.
The money coming?
In a while.
Then I suggest that Dr. Painter goes in now with 50 grand. Might help calm their nerves if they feel the real money's getting close. And when you go out, I'll go in.
And adjudicate?
If it comes to that, yes.
You go in by yourself.
I think I can handle it. And you, cufflinks, you stay back here and watch over Mr. Chittick in case there's a contingent.
In case there's a what?
A third man, a button. Something. Anything that we haven't thought of. It's called CYA, you fucking moron.
Cover your ass.
Sir, as a collector of pre-war cop jargon, I find the old man refreshing. Nevertheless, he's one against two who killed two of my four. I suggest you let him see your A.
What seems to be the problem here?
The decision's already been made. The doctor goes in with the money alone. He follows the demands to the letter and delivers the child. We keep our distance.
We only move in if there's a complication.
Our only concern is for the lives at stake.
I hold you not seriously.
I'm in a tight corner, Joe. It's pure geometry, Mr. Sarno. We've been head-to-head with these guys, remember. One old man all alone out there. No one will come out alive.
To be honest, Joe, that's not what this is about. You're conflicted here. Your job has been to protect me and my associates and my money. But I no longer care about any of that. This is about my child. And that in itself presents its own special conflict. Now, doesn't it? Emotional detachment, Joe. For what it's worth, I think these two pretty much define it. Are you up to this?
I'll do whatever has to be done.
All right. Jefferson Obits will follow you. See that you come out safely with the baby. Sarno handles the money. Sorry, gentlemen. I'm not trusting any of you. I'm afraid I want to eat my cake and have it too.
You were talking about killing her.
No one said kill. He said adjudicate, and that can mean a lot of things. There's a lot more going on in that room than you were seeing. You don't have the eyes for it. You follow?
What I heard was you ready to put a woman's life at risk for money.
Not money. $15 million. Money is what you take to the grocery store. It's what you get out of an ATM. $15 million is not money. It's a motive with a universal adapter on it.
You don't think those...
Never. Never think. Things how you lost your nerve in the first place, Dr. Payne. What? You think I don't know you? You think your father and I have secrets from each other? I know about your residency, your so-called hiatus. I know about that bad piece of luck you had in Baltimore.
I didn't live
I know. You weren't expected to deliver this kid. I know you can't. I know your skull is splitting down the middle. Because you think this thing is going to play out. And you're going to have to deliver this baby into the world. Well, what happened in Baltimore will not happen here. You understand? Because I won't let it. So, don't think, Dr. Payne, just do. And whatever you do, don't tell them what I know. Keep your mouth shut and everything will be just fine. Just fine.
Tommy Sarno is going to be tough to explain. Tougher still to do. I ain't buying a survival bullshit. He'll drop from the skull shot like any other man. We just take him out before he goes in, bring the money in ourselves. After that, it's our word against the deserts. Creative articulation, baby. What is it? Something in there between Sarno and Chittick. Ain't clear. He's chapping my ass. What was that shit he said about conflict? He said this is about my child. This is a special conflict. Why would saving somebody else's child be a conflict to anyone? Unless... girl. Son.
All set, Doc?
Up on this robbery bit with a public defender. I was looking at my first long stretch. Out of nowhere, this uptown lawyer comes to see me and says he can get me off. He says he'll do it for free. I just gotta do a favor in return. And he tells me about this teacher who's molesting his son. I went up alone. Didn't make a sound. There was nice thick carpet on the stairwell, a light busted in the hall, and the door was open, man. It was like it was meant to be. And I slipped in, and I found him in the bedroom, naked, with all these pictures on the bed. Man, that lawyer was right. He was more than right. I turned around, and I didn't hit him. I just said, lay on the bed, face down. And he did. I was savoring it. I'm really, really enjoying it, thinking about how I was going to take a Polaroid of this and send it to that lawyer,
so maybe he could sleep better at night and maybe take one for myself so I could... And then I heard him praying. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep.
And you know something? It stayed with me. It bothered me. Of all the people I'd done it to, that had to be the one I felt. And to this day, I can't go to sleep unless I say that prayer.
Wanna get out now? You wanna quit? This is never gonna come your way again.
What if the day comes and you're face down waiting? And what if in that final fleeting second of life, you start to believe in God? What are you gonna have to give him? What will you say in your defense?
What does it matter if we take a child away from his mother? After all the people we've robbed and maimed and murdered, you think it matters?
It matters. Believe me, it matters.
Note.
No, I think it's better if we just leave.
You can't leave her alone like that.
She's not alone. There's some guy hiding behind the diner. He'll come and get her as soon as we're gone.
All right. I left my jacket in there.
I'll get it.
Nacio Madre Hotel. There's been a shooting. Disparos. Policia muerto. Muerto. Policia.
Robbing a woman in your condition.
The police are on their way. You could come in shooting. At least I'll be taking one of you with us. Just get in your fucking car and move on. I got all night long. I'm not moving. Test me. Peekaboo.
Is that baby hungry yet, Robin?
Whose money is it?
The worst. You believe in karma, Joe.
Karma? Karma's only justice without the satisfaction. I don't believe in justice.
Tonight, I certainly hope you're right.
Thank you.
useless.
Todo está bajo control. Gracias. It's okay. Todo está bajo control. Gracias.
Robin, get
it's
in
okay.
the car.
Comprende? Tranquilo.
Robin.
Tranquilo.
Robin.
Es que mi hermana está perdida,
Who
está
you?
Confundida.
Ayúdame.
Pobrecita.
Robin.
Tienes un jefe aquí.
Robin.
It's Robin. Over. Get in the car.
Don't do it.
Who the fuck are you?
Who the fuck are you?
Robin,
saque las manos. Mind your business, Robin. Come with me.
Saque las manos. Tranquilo, okay?
Come on, it's over now. Robin, get in the car.
Alto.
Tranquilo, okay?
Manos sobre el carro. Ponga las manos sobre el carro.
What are we doing?
He wants us to put our hands on the car.
Tú también.
Yo también.
Mano sobre el carro.
¿Es verdad?
La verdad la tengo yo aquí en la mano.
Vete. Cuatro.
Toma, hermano. Al suelo. Todos al suelo.
He wants us to get on the ground.
Este es el 4-4. Asistencia.
Get up, get up.
Just going for the karma.
Robin, come get in the car.
I hit her. If I want to miss, I miss.
Robin, come get in the car right now!
To the right, to the right,
to the right!
Why they had it sound?
we going? Fuck. We have her. Just take us back.
Those shots were coming from north of the motel. I'm not driving back and going through more of that.
What about Sarno? Shouldn't we call him?
Yeah, I'm gonna call Sarno, all right. Not a place we can go until it's safe. Trust me.
It's okay. The worst of it's behind us.
Promise me something. You promised me I'll see my lady before he takes him back to the Shittix.
Promise.
Yeah, it's me again. We're coming. Tell him to be ready.
I've been trying to get a signal. A couple guys showed up.
They got pretty choppy. One of them made off with her.
They're headed south.
Hey, is Robin all right?
Yeah, she seems okay.
You just keep heading south. I'll talk in as best I can.
Abner, listen. I'm sorry I couldn't put my hand to her.
I gotta go.
Hey, Abner.
In a few minutes, I'm going to pull out some of your fingernails, and I'm going to leave you to think about it. And later, I'll come back and I'll slash your eyeballs. Whatever else I do to you after that, I'll pour gasoline in your eyes from time to time just to keep you from passing out. Bottom line, guy, I'm going to ask you a question one more time, and I'm never going to ask you again. Where did they take the girl? I don't know.
No! No!
Tan triste. Sáquete de aquí. No vengas para atrás, muchacha. Tu vida puta.
Business to run, for Christ's sakes. I left her with the doctor.
Where were you?
I had to go to the... What happened?
Please. Who took your idea, Robin? Let's get it back in.
No, I can't.
Pregnant women
walking around bleeding and upsetting my customers.
Really, you are getting paid a lot of money, sir, and I cannot do this by myself. Don't ever let her leave your sight again.
Listen, if I don't put the IV back in, the contractions are going to slow down and the river's going to stop, okay?
Nothing gets talked around the baby. What money?
Something's wrong.
I don't see any money.
I will make a call. You will have double that and under now.
So make the phone call.
I need the fucking baby first. Will you please help me tie her down?
It won't come out. It's killing me.
Oh my God.
Is she supposed to be bleeding like that?
She's had an abruption. Her placenta has separated from her uterus and she's bleeding internally. It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay.
Make it stop.
Is the baby going to die? What? What is it?
I have to give her a C-section.
Do it.
A delivery is one thing. You're talking about major surgery. I could kill her. I have to get her to a hospital right away.
My only concern right now is for the child, Dr. Painter. No one
else.
Now do it.
It's our baby! It's our baby! Tell him it's our baby and he'll let us go! It's not the chicks! They could have another baby! Just tell him! Tell him it's our baby!
Is this true?
Tell him!
Are you comfortable, Robin? We're going to take out your baby now.
Spinal.
Don't knock me out. I have to see my baby, Alan. I just want to see my baby.
It'll only numb you from the waist down. Now stay still.
Okay.
I'm gonna get a smoke.
She's up there with the doctor and the color fella. Oh, jeez. I'm sorry, Joe.
There's no need to be sorry, Evan.
Dying.
We'll get somebody right away.
It's not like I'm scared or anything.
Listen, Abner.
I'm dying, Joe. The time that we
what's wrong?
I'm dying, Joe.
I know. I'm sorry, Anna.
Joe. Admiral, I'm right here. If it's not too much trouble, I'd kind of like to be alone.
To let no pill.
For Christ's sake, will you? I think there are some men here to see you.
You got it, Doc?
Almost.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Is my baby okay?
Baby, Doc. What's going on with the baby, Doc? Doc. Get back in there, Doc.
It's under control. There's nothing you can do here. Get out.
There's always free cheese in a mousetrap.
I think a plan is just a list of things that don't happen.
If we die, we die alone. Thank you. So you gonna let her keep the baby?
It's her baby. Here on the doctor. Is that true?
What do you think?
Come on. You can tell somebody's family just by looking at them.
We don't want your forgiveness. We won't make excuses. We're not going to blame you, even if you are an accessory. But we will not accept your natural order. We didn't come for absolution. We didn't ask to be redeemed. But isn't that the way it is? Every goddamn time. Your prayers are always answered. In the order they're received.
I'm pregnant.